بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یہ بھی حضرت والا کا کلام ہے. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شان عطر ہیں اور مدینہ منورہ مدینہ طیبہ کی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے شہر مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیرا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیرا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے شہر مدینہ. نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. احد کے دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. احد کے دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیس چومے زمین مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر, وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن شہر مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن شہر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سیر دو جہاں ہے, تیرے پاس جب سیر دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سیر دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وصفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم, ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. وقال تعالى, قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem of our Sheikh رحمه الله. فدا تجھ پہ ایک خاک شہر مدینہ. I give my life for you, O the saint of the city of Medina. What to say then of the Masjid Nabawi, of the Rauza-e Mubarak, Allahu Akbar, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see how intense love our akabir and our mashayikh had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Medina Sharif. That the very sand of Medina, where he said, where Hazrat says, we are prepared to sacrifice our life for the sand of Medina. Today, we don't really have the opportunity to walk on the sand of Medina. It's everywhere tarred everywhere. But there's also, in one sense, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Where are we fit to even put our legs on the sand of Medina? So Allah Ta'ala, in His kindness, because seeing our condition, made that separation. But still, wherever we are walking, the sand of Medina is still at the bottom. Today, when our habits have gone so bad, that people are even smoking, throwing their cigarette butts there, etc. Medina, so Allah Ta'ala made the barrier to come, made the tiles to come, the tar to come, etc. Because today we are not fit that we can be walking on that sand where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum walked, where the great awliya walked. But still, it is Medina Sharif, it is the sand of Medina. Mubarak tujhe ho e arde Medina. Very blessed are you, O the city of Medina. The very sand, the land of Medina. Nabi ka shahir hai, shahre Medina. There is the city of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the city of Medina, is the city of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again the same thing which we tried and explained yesterday in Nisbat. That this city has got the connection of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. It isn't only better than all the cities of the world, it is better than Jannat also at this moment. Because at this moment, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in Jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr in Medina Sharif. So that shows the great virtue and honor of the city of Medina. That when it has in it the Mubarak personality of Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how blessed is not the city. And just to think of Medina Sharif. As Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, just to think of any buzurg brings noor in the heart. Just to think of Medina Sharif, just to think of the city of Medina, that is also a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. And when this thought comes, entertain the thought. Don't just dismiss it. Now, any other place you think of, you can let it bypass. But when the thought of Medina comes, then stop your camera then. And now be engaged with Medina Sharif. How fortunate you are that you had the opportunity that the thought of Medina came to you. And what to say if you are planning to go, if you are planning to make ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how fortunate is not that person. Dere paas jab sayyidi do jahan hai. When you have, O Medina, with you, the king of the two worlds, the king of this dunya, the king of the year after, when you have Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with you. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were returning from one battle and the spoils of war, the booty of war, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was distributing it amongst all the people and he was giving the people of Makkah more. So the people of Medina felt a bit, had some upset. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these people are taking goats and camels. You will be taking your Nabi to Medina. If you got the Nabi of Allah, what more do you want? So how fortunate are not the people of Medina and the city of Medina, and that Allah has kept the doors open for us. And to any person who wishes to go, can go and book his ticket, make his arrangements, and within a few days, he can be there. And this, all this is to kindle the love of Medina. And the attachment of Medina must come into our hearts. It mustn't be an abstract thing. Not something at the back of our mind. The love of Medina must be very front in our hearts and in our mind. We don't realize it. In India, the Hindus have a fight with the Muslims that why are you people giving preference to Makkah and Medina? You are living in India. You must cherish the cities of India. But a Muslim, And but sadly, we don't have this in our hearts. In our hearts, the cities of Mecca and Medina, we must cherish it more than our own towns also. Wherever we are living, more love for Mecca and Medina, more respect and more thought of Mecca and Medina, we should also have. Nakyu rashke aflaq ho phir Medina. Then why shouldn't Medina Sharif be the envy of the skies, of the heavens? The heavens envy Medina Sharif. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Medina, the whole of Medina has become so beautiful. In the one taxi we were going, and that little thing that hangs from the mirror, a beautiful poem was written there, At-tir famaka bis-salawat ala nabi. And perfume your mouth by reading durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By reading durood, when a person makes ghibat, then such a foul smell comes that the malaika whom Allah has appointed for our protection, they also have to go away. Then we are left without our security and our protection. On the other side, by reading durood, the malaika will kiss that mouth. And then how much won't you get, how much won't you benefit? So always try and have durood on our tongues also. And perfume our mouths. Any person who's got a sweet smell, everyone likes that. And there can be no greater sweeter smell than the mouth that is reading durood. When we were in Sao Paulo, there was one person, Lebanese person. He asked me one day, Ma maqsad at-tayyib, what is the object of perfume, of attar? What is the object of attar? So I thought, and I told him, it makes your mind fresh, it makes your heart fresh, you feel nice. So he said, those are the benefits. But what is the benefit, what is the object of sweet smell? So then he told me, a Yemeni sheikh told him, Maqsad al-tayyib, as-salawatu ala al-habib. That the object of tayyib, whenever you smell any nice smelling thing, flower, attar, anything, for a mu'min, automatic durood sharif should come on his tongue. Perfume your mouth with durood sharif. And whenever you get the smell, a nice smell, especially of oud, of all the beautiful fragrances, read durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, in Tafsir Muhaimini, it is written that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, and 40 years he cried to Allah Ta'ala for the error, what he forgot, and he made a mistake in Jannah. Then after 40 years, when he asked Allah by the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah immediately forgave him. So we can see how great is the wasila and the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, that 40 years of crying, those tears that came, from those tears, whatever sweet smelling flowers grow in the world have grown, will grow till Qiyamah's day. They are from the tears of Adam alayhi sallam. So today when we will make tawbah istighfar, and Allah give tawfiq, the tears come out. And really, if a person can't tear, go to Mecca Sharif, go to Medina Sharif, put yourself in Mecca and Medina while you are here, and see your tears start flowing. And then see it from those tears, what sweet smelling amal Allah will bring on earth. When a person learns to tear in front of Allah Ta'ala, and when Allah brings that, and you just cry to Allah, Allahu Akbar, what sweet smelling amal will come. So what aren't we given in our deen? Perfume our mouths with durood sharif. And whenever we get a sweet smelling thing, read durood sharif. And make the tear cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. With that, those amal will grow, that will have wonderful sweet smells for you, for other people, for your dunya, for your qabr, for your akhirat. May Allah bless us with this reality. This is to have that love of Medina, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a gumbat pe alam fida hai. Allahu Akbar. The world is it goes mad on the beautiful green dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a magnetic force. People of the world, east and west, north and south, men and women, people who are modern, people who are conservative, people who are pious and religious, people who are far from deen, everyone is pulled there. Your children are pulled, everyone is pulled there. And Allahu Akbar, today we see that at Rozai Mubarak, to read Salatul Salam, from the Babu Salam side, from there, the people are bumper to bumper, till Rozai Mubarak. Everyone just wants to be at your, what a magnet. And at Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar, the whole mataf, they can make it 10 times bigger, it will be small also. What a magnet Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has given this to us. Now where are we fit for these places here? Kaha mein, or kaha ye nikhate gul? Where me, and where this pure rose, mehribani teri, your favors of Allah, naseem e subah, like the morning fresh dew drops that come, pure and fresh they are. Allah gave us these places here. Kaha mein, or kaha ye tawaf e Kaaba? Where me, and I'm making tawaf of Kaaba, where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam make tawaf, where they are buried in the mataf, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Today I am walking there, kaha main, aur kaha ye tawaf tere ghar ka. Main khab dekh raha, main jaag raha hoon, ya Rab, ya khab dekh raha hoon. Am I awake, O Allah, or am I dreaming that me, I am here? Allahu Akbar. Just like, for example, this Mu'tamar convention we had, during the day, suddenly a thought just came in my heart, that what we couldn't dream of, to get the ulama of Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat in one place from around the world. Today we haven't got unity in our own town. We haven't got unity in our country. And for the ulama of the whole world, Arab, non-Arab, from all the cities of Europe, countries of Europe, from all the Arab countries, from all the Russian states, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, all that, from America, from South America, from the Far East, Allahu Akbar, to be gathered, and in our town in Azadwal. And Allah gave us the Darul Uloom, and the town of Azadwal, Allah gave us the honor to host us. And what we couldn't see in our dream, Allah made it a reality. That the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, and what we were thinking, like Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, people are shy, they don't want to, today people are Salafis, people are all other things, and they are proud about that. But yeah, Allah showed us, what a great occasion. So Allah Ta'ala blesses us with these occasions, which we must take great, great benefit from. Tere sabz gumbat pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen e Madina. It is as though the skies are kissing the ground of Medina. They have envy for the city of Medina. The skies are high, heavenly objects. How honorable and great they are, but they come down to kiss the ground of Medina. But we go, we don't have any feeling. Yeah, we haven't got any feeling for Medina. Medina is not cherished in our hearts. Eh? When you get engaged, just where your wife is coming from, the town becomes so beloved to you. And you think so much of the town, and you have so much value for Medina Sharif. How much have we got value? We should kindle this. This is part of Iman. A very important part of Iman. And this is what the effort of Tasawwuf is. All what we are engaged to kindle this love of Medina Sharif. It must be fresh in our hearts, in front of our eyes all the time. Aaja meri aankho mein, samaja meri dil mein. Come into my eyes, come into my heart, the love of Medina, and to be present in Medina Sharif. Tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai. Every speck of you, O Medina, is a sign of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One particular thing that is a great sign of Medina, which my Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Qari Abdullah Salim sahab, from whom I learned Qiraat and Tajweed in Deoban, and now he's in Chicago in America, and he's running a very, very successful Darulum. We met here also, he was here, and we met there in Medina Sharif again. And he explained that a particular feature of Medina Sharif is hospitality. Nowhere in the world, no town, no village, no city in the world has got hospitality like the city of Medina Sharif. And there is a reason for that. That everyone who goes is the guest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the host has to host his guest. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while he was alive also, he should tell the Sahaba, who will take my guest? Who and the guest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this also we should learn, this is basically what also the Khanqa and the Tasawwuf is. Like the sheikh in the Khanqah, all people who come are his guests. Now he can't host everyone physically, it is beyond his capacity. So those whom Allah gives the opportunity to host the guest of the sheikh, they are very, very fortunate. These people who have come to learn the love of Allah, who have come to learn deen, the highest aspect of deen, the love of Allah, love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people who are in their khidmat. And there were two khidmats which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did. One was physically to feed them, etc. And then to teach them deen. And that is what every khanqah is. When the guest comes, Allahu Akbar. For example, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah alayhi. His khanqah was very famous, and the hospital. Every Nabi, every Rasul, every Sahabi, every Wali of Allah had the quality of hospitality. They were extremely hospitable. And by that Allah pulls a person. Anyone who wants to be pulled to Medina, you don't have to worry of your papers. You don't have to worry of Iqama. You'll get the quality of hospitality. And Allah will do everything else for you and you'll be pulled there. So this is that. So the Sahaba, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guest you to come, wufood, huge, huge deputations. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make tashkeel in the Sahaba. Who will host them? Then the person will say, I'll take 5 people. I'll take 10 people. Like that they should take. On one occasion, in fact, one person who was known for his bad character, nobody was prepared to take him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he'll be my guest. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally hosted him. And when he hosted him, he messed the bed of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night. And then he ran away, middle of the night, after messing the bed. When he came back, he forgot his sword. And the sword was like the cell phone today. You are paralyzed if you don't have your cell phone. In those days, the sword, if you don't have your sword, you're paralyzed. You can't do anything. He found Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had cleaned all his mess. So that quality of us. So Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullah alayhi, see, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Sayyid Hussain Ahmed Madani, the true spiritual sons, that on one occasion traveling by train, one person gets up, a Hindu, to go to the toilet, and he comes back immediately. Hazrat immediately realized the toilet is dirty. And so he's not clean. Hazrat got up and cleaned the toilet. Came back and told him, now you can use the toilet. That person said, before I go and relieve my body of its dirt, you take out the dirt of kufr from my heart. This is the dirt. Where have we got this? We just got a speck of something else here, there, outwardly, and we think nobody like us in the world. In the Khanqah of Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Hussain Ahmed Madani rahmatullahi. One person, no namaz he's making. And all eating his first on the dastarkhan. After that he's walking around in the town, in the bazaars, etc. Not even a namaz. The nazim, the person who was in charge, expelled him, chased him away. You're wasting your time here. You hardly for one namaz forget any program. And you're just walking around, sleeping all the time, eating, you are first on the dastarkhan. When Maulana found out, Maulana reprimanded him. He's my guest. He's not your guest. Your duty is to look after the guest. Your duty is not to make tarbiyah of the guests that come. With regard to that, I remember Maulana Usman Kadwa Sahab of Amzinto. He gave me a very good point of advice with regard to the Mu'tamar, the convention also. He says that all these guests who have come, and there may be some be'usuli, some things they are not doing right according to Sharia. He says, you are not their sheikh, they are not your murids. They are not your students, they are your guests. And you don't have to make the islah. That's not your duty. Your duty, they are your guests, you make the ikram. And he said, this was what Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah said. The murids and the students, different ta'alluq with them. With the guest, complete different ta'alluq. Nothing is said to the guest, ikram is made. And for the murid and the student, is taken to task on every point. But for the guest, he's a guest, ikram edai, which is such an important aspect. So what a beautiful advice he gave me. He told me, you don't worry. Well, however they are, whatever they do, your duty is not the islah. Your duty, you are the host, you must make the ikram. And in the hadith it comes, not only ikram edai, but wajaizatuhu. That is, on the first day, extra special, you look after them. And you go out of your way the first day at least. So this is the rites of the caste. So anyway, Madinatul Munawwara, till today, like many of us must have noticed, not only Thursday and Friday are the Dasturkhan, that extensively on Thursday and Monday, but on Yawmul Khamis and Yawmul Ithnain, but on the other, every day there are Dasturkhans laid out. And how many people come and sit at the Dasturkhans, and before iftari time, all that khajurs they eat finish. And they ask for more also. But those people never tell them, you know, this is for the people who kept roza. No, only one. And after namaz is finished, again they're giving tea. Again they're giving bread. Again they're giving khajur. And they're so happy, anyone who comes there and who takes. Nowhere in the world do you get ziyafat like Madina in these days also. So that is a great quality, a special quality of Madina. And in fact, that was a special quality of the Muslims in the world, which unfortunately is gone today. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, hotels that have been made, this has taken out hospitality. Now anyone, go to hotel. There is a hotel there. Banks, now nobody gives loan. You want a loan? Go to the bank. All that. No, this is actually the qualities of people before, when they should go for Jamaat Namaz, with this niyat also, that if we see any outsider, we'll take him home for meals. And the families also were prepared all the time, that there was food ready any time a person comes. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that Hazrat was very, very hospitable, unbelievably. And a guest came just before Zohar. So Hazrat told his family that prepare khichri, just like our curry khichri something, but the UP is a bit different. And what is that? Boil the rice, and I'll bring the sour milk, I'll drop it off, and I'll go for Zohar. And then after Zohar, have it ready. The guest came just before Zohar Azan. Hazrat made this arrangement after Zohar. The guest was surprised, fresh, hot khichri ready. He was so appreciative. And any time you could go to our buzurgs, they got their food, they hospitable. So this is a great quality. Today we try and shy away. When we see anyone in the masjid, as though we didn't see him. There's no one who has come. Allah kindle that spirit of hospitality again in us. It's a very, very important aspect and a great ibadat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was eating with a fire worshipper. There was nobody he found to eat with. He found a fire worshipper. When they came to eat, he told him, eat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the fire worshipper pulled his hand back. He said, in one plate of food, you want to rob me of my iman. I worship the fire, I don't worship your Allah. And because you're giving me a plate of food, now I must read your Allah's name and I must eat. I refuse to eat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you don't take Allah's name, you get up and go. Allah is the one who feeds. Where does the fire feed? What can the fire arrange your food? He got up, he went away. Allah sent wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh Ibrahim, tell you don't make him happy. I'm feeding him his whole life. He saved the fire, but I'm still... You can't give him one day's meal, one plate of food. Go and bring him, make him happy first. He went to him, he begged him, please come back. Why? Why the change of heart suddenly? Just now you chased me away, now you want me to come? He said, my Allah says that he's feeding your whole life in spite of the fact that you don't acknowledge it, you don't appreciate it, but he wants you to come back. He said, if that is the case, first let me read the kalima of Allah. So how many? The ayat, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا was revealed because the Sahaba did not eat without a guest. They regard it like a guna, that if you eat without a guest. One Sahabi who didn't get a guest wasn't eating. Allah had to send the ayat, there's no guna. If you don't eat, there's no guest, no guna. And ask ourselves, when last did a guest eat at our dasturkhan? The children of the pious people of the past used to cry when no guest used to come to the house. That why is it, how many months have passed, that no guest has come to our house? The guest of Allah Ta'ala. So there's a great quality of hospitality. Another great quality which Hazrat refers to also in this poem is of loyalty. How the Sahaba, Shaheedan and Uhud, how they were loyal to the mission of Deen and they gave their lives for the sake of Deen. That is another thing. And today we think of that we also should have done that, be so loyal. But we can't be loyal with our dressing. We shy away from dressing like Muslims. We take off our topi. We feel shy to be dressed like a Muslim when everyone else is in three-piece suit. He has got his tie on, he's got his dress properly according to their standards. Then we feel shy and we feel the odd one out. We just go for a little bit, a holiday to a resort and off with the kurta, off with our trouser. Now we got t-shirts on, we got bermudas on. Now we acting also as though we are not a sign of Islam on us. Our little children, 3 years, 4 years old, see how they are dressed. Not one sign of Islam. The big hair, no topi, t-shirt, bermudas, all this kind type of dressing, all funny things written on the clothing. That is not our tariqah. And that is the case of good and pious people, not of the other people. And so this is our case. Where is our loyalty? One of the special qualities of Medina is the loyalty to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his lifestyle, his way of life. So we should call, and remember also that our children, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh says, what a valuable point, that when children, their trousers are below their ankles, or they dressing against Sharia. So we say they are not mukallaf, they are still small children, they are not responsible for their action. So no problem. So Hazrat say, they are not responsible, that guna is on the elders. The parents or whoever is in charge of the child, they get the guna is on them. The child is committing the guna, not wearing the clothes right, dressing according to Western standards, etc. That guna is on the parents. Because the parents, and also remember, today we bring up our children against Sharia, against the grain of deen. And then when they grow big, now we put them in schools, we got them to do matriq. We got them to get distinctions, doing extra studies for them, etc. We pay. Now they're going to university. Now they say they don't want to listen. I'm telling him to become Hafiz. Where now? When you let the plant grow so crooked, and it is strong crooked, now you are complaining it doesn't want to grow straight. You put it in the wrong direction. Now how can you expect? And later on in life when they face problems, and may Allah save us, problems in the qabr and problems in the akhirat, who are we going to blame then? So we are putting things wrong with our own hands, and then we expect good results to come. And that my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rahmatullah alayh, is to say you plant weeds and you expect roses to grow. How can that happen? It can't happen. So our children, the tarbiyah, so loyalty, this is, we all are big ashiks of Medina Sharif. But have we got these qualities? Where is our hospitality? Where is our loyalty to Islam? These are the things which are the qualities of Medina Sharif. Tera zarra zarra nishan nabi hai, fida tujh pe mekha ke shahre Medina. Oh the sand of Medina, I give my life to you, the sand of Medina. And as I said, today really we not fit. So Allah made it at all times, everywhere. You can walk today easily barefoot in Medina. Because everywhere, and how much they clean them. All the time the cleaning process is carrying on. And wherever you stay, you can walk right till the haram, and you don't walk on sand or anything. And the place is being cleaned all the time. Ahad ki ye daman mein khoon e shaheeda. And when you go to Ahad and you see the blood of the, that is what you have to see. Today it is all closed completely. You don't see the qabars also of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the other 70 shuhada. But what it is, you should visualize and see the blood of 70 sahaba who gave their lives in one day. How loyal they were. We can't forget our sweat, our desire we can't forget. How many of us, our fajr is weak? How many of us, our gazes are weak? The Sahaba, when Baitul Muqaddas, Palestine, Jerusalem was being conquered, they were stationed at one place, and the place of Namaz was a different place. And the people of Jerusalem knew from their scriptures that the Muslims will definitely enter victorious here. They said, we don't wish to fight. We will give you the keys of the city, but you bring your Amirul Mu'mineen. Yeah, they presented Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, who looked very much like Umar ibn Khattab, which we can, like many twins, we can't make the difference, but parents can make out. What the Muslims couldn't make out the difference between Khalid ibn Walid and Umar ibn Khattab, from their scriptures, they made this not your Amirul Mu'mineen. We want Amirul Mu'mineen to come. And so many lessons in here. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, What a long journey from Medina right till Baitul Muqaddas. And then the traveling the deserts on those days by camel, etc. They said these are sophisticated people who gave us Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu advice that mount a horse. You are going on a camel, your clothes have become quite dusty in the safar. Change your clothes, etc. And patched clothes, etc. Change and go as an ambassador, as a conqueror who is entering the place now. One riwayat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu complied. One riwayat, he just wore it and he took it off again. And he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people whom Allah has given honor in Islam. وَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If today we look for respect and honor in anything else besides Islam, in smart clothing, beautiful, today's status is what kind car you drive, what kind house you live in. Hey, one person once, they mashallah, very generous people, and they built many houses for ulama. So he told me, I want to build one house. So I said, I've got a house of my own. He said, what kind of house? I explained. He said, single story house is not good enough. Must be double story house. So our status is in all these things. And these things, if our status is because the house we live in, then in that house there is a mouse also. So the mouse also should have status. Because it's also living in a beautiful double-story mansion. And sometimes a snake also comes in that house. So the status must be for that snake also. So these things are nothing of status. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. If we can realize we are people whom Allah has given izzat and honor through Islam. وَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. When we look for respect and honor in anything else besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will disgrace us again. Maulana Sulaiman Anani rahmatullah alayh was a very great pious alim. He was in various places. Most at the end, he was in Middelburg. And his wife, Apa Sulaiman, to my knowledge, when I came back from India, she was the only lady in Parda in the whole country. Afterwards, I learned there was some lady in Durban also who was in Parda in those days when there was no Parda whatsoever. Nobody observed Parda. So anyway, he went to visit his friends in Heckwood, the Varachia family. And on a Saturday afternoon, he wanted to go down to the river for a walk. And they were dilly-dallying, they didn't want to. Because he was dressed in kurta, etc. And on the way, what is Bhura, African people, and they will make a mock out of him. But he was insistent to go. When they went, and these people on a Saturday afternoon, sitting outside on the stoop, they called them. So they said, now they're going to take off with us. But what did they tell them? When they called them, they said, "When as long as you people were dressed like this, with kurta, etc., we called you Abra. And when you people used to go hawking, we should give you place to sleep in our houses. You people shouldn't eat our food, we should give you coffee to drink. But when you started dressing like this, with your shirt and trouser, now we call you kulis. Now you have got no respect in our eyes also. So Allah has given us our respect, not in the ways of the non-Muslims. Allah gave us our respect in our deen and in our Islam. May Allah let us realize this. So loyalty to Islam, today that is, we just barter away for any small thing, our loyalty of Islam. When Christmas time comes, how many good people, we also have to go see lights. To go and see lights is something also, some big thing, some grand show comes, we have to be there also. Any soccer tournament, we have to be there also. Anything. And then what's wrong with it? Nothing. That word Islam you can fit in everywhere also. What kind of Islam is that? So may Allah let us be loyalty of Islam and hospitality. These qualities may Allah bring it into our lives inshallah. Ohad ki ye daman mein khoon e shaheeda. One great lesson when we go to Madinatul Munawwara is to take the lesson of the shuhada of Ohad. Sabak de raha hai wafa'i Madina. It gives a lesson. And Madina Sharif in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perhaps was just the size of Masjid al-Nabawi of today. But in spite of that, Islam spread in the four corners of the world. Today we got big institutions. What for the for propagation of Islam? What haven't we got on radio, on tabloids, on newspapers, everything? But where is Islam spreading? Islam is not in our own lives also. And they, in that small little, this was that loyalty they had. This was that, and this hospitality was not confined to Muslims only, not to the pious and to the Muslims. Where it comes in the hadith that nobody must eat your food illa taqi, a pious person. Well, that doesn't mean that the person who is not pious, you don't host him. This means that the pious person, you host with great honor and respect. And feed everyone. Where if a dog also, you give it food. These are qualities of a believer. Even animals we must feed. But like one person comes as a beggar, he takes his food, he goes and sits under the tree, and he eats it there. And a person, a pious person, call him in your house. And with great respect and honor, feed him in your house. So that was the meaning of that hadith. Doesn't mean that a person who is not pious, that you don't feed him. And so a lopsided understanding of hadith is also a great problem. And in fact, to understand hadith, don't try and understand hadith from hadith. Go through fiqh. The only way to understand hadith is through fiqh. If you're a Hanafi, go through Hanafi fiqh. If you're a Shafi, how much Imam Shafi, how much Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, understood hadith, we will never understand till the day of Qiyamah. And to get the proper understanding of hadith, like the law of the country, if you want to take a law book and you want to go through a lawyer, and as if you can get that lawyer who wrote that law, and who passed it in part, he knows what is the or everything of that law. But we on our own, we just want to understand everything. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. Madina Sharif is the sign of the greatness of Islam. All the great, great things. Sahaba ki qadmo se khaake Madina. That here the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes by a majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam had come at that time and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hada Abu Zar, this is Abu Zar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surprised that, oh Jibreel, you people live in the heavens. And you know, like somebody comes from India and somebody, a person passes and says, this is that, how you living in India, how you know this person? You people live in the heavens, how you know Abu Zar? He said, huwa ashharu indana ma huwa mashhur indakum. He is more famous to us than what he is famous to you. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surprised. Why? Bi kasri nafsihi. Because he regards his nafsi total humiliation. Totally he humbled himself. Kasre nafs. Totally. And kathrati tilawatihi qul huwa Allahu ahad. And he reads in abundance qul huwa Allahu ahad. So these things, reading of Durood Sharif, La ilaha, making your zikr, istighfar, looking after your eyes, loyalty. We can't even look after our eyes. Gee, about Baitul Muqaddas, the main thing that I wanted to explain there, that when the Sahaba, where they were staying and where they made namaz, the people made mashura that in order to, the only way you can't fight these people, they're going to beat you on the battlefield. To put temptation in front of them. Get your most beautiful woman and dress them in the most beautiful way with the most beautiful expensive jewelry and let them stand on that path. And as they go five times a day for namaz, they will get in time. And they gave them advice. If anyone looks at you, touches you, don't stop him. Entice him more. Get him more involved. And after a number of days had passed, how many namazes the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala moved up and down. Then they asked them, they said, we were like sticks in front of them. Like rocks and stones. They didn't even, one from the side of their eyes, they didn't even look at us. But today our case, how many, those who one day Islah, they are writing that we get tempted. What porn we are going on the video. Others who don't write, they don't know how the Islah is going to be made. Who are looking at this filth and dirt and don't even, they just want to give a pious picture all the time. And they want to sort out their own problem. Years have passed, they can't. And how many, mashallah, our students, not only of our madrasa, of many madrasas, which are young men, usually masturbation. Mashallah, those who write and take their treatment, they get a cure from it. Otherwise, they are not. And today the disease has gone so terrible that a married people are involved in this also. Well, what does a married man need this for? But even this, all this porn and we're not looking after, no loyalty, that we can't look after our eyes. A person who looks after his eyes will be blessed of that much of Jannat in this world. So this was the loyalty the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. سبق دے رہا ہے وفاء مدینہ, نشانی ہے اسلام کے عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. وفاداریوں پہ صحابہ کے اختر, on the loyalty of the صحابہ, حضرت says, hey, تاریخ روشن, یہ شہر مدینہ, the city of Medina, the history of it is so bright in the world that how the people of Medina were loyal to نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah bless us with these qualities and the love of Medina Sharif, and not only the words of love. Many of us also lot of words of love and that lot of respect, but when it comes to loyalty, we're not in programs. There's no loyalty. Just outwardly, just a talk shop. Just talk. That is what the world is today. Just to talk, and everything is in talking. But when it comes into practice, then that is not found there. May Allah bless us with this reality. With regard to this, to Medina Sharif, especially at these times, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, particularly, not only, but particularly kindle our hearts with the spark and the love and the fire of Medina Sharif, of Makkah Sharif, and bring alive the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for that, take a lesson to carry on our whole life, Durood Sharif. One other special ibadat of Makkah, of Medina Sharif, which is exclusive to, not exclusive, particular to Medina, is Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is an ibadat which is particular to the day of Jumu'ah and to the city of Medina. And so when in Medina, we should try and read Durood in abundance. And Allahu Akbar. I was going to the Haram, and one friend of ours, our murid, was coming out of the Haram, and he asked me when he met, just made salam, where are the programs? What time are programs? So immediately I told him, only one program, Haram Sharif. And in Haram Sharif also only one program, Durood Sharif. That is all. And when a person passes his time like that, wallah, you will. And this all is what we will get from the Khanpa. Our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum Rahmatullah Ali, taught us that when you go to your Shaykh, all your ma'amulats which you normally do, unko bhi multe when your Shaykh's majlis is carrying on. Don't carry on. Some of us, while the majlis, we are reading also. So Hadrat in his words used to say that the person who is doing his ma'amulats is tasbih. Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah Ali, one occasion, sent one person who was reading tasbih right at the back of the masjid. You want to read tasbih, you go there. If you want to listen to me, you sit here. And so this is not the time for all that, to show our piety. So our Shaykh says what we are saying, so to say, but zubani haal, that if you are the Rumi of the time, I'm no less than the Shibli of the time. I'm also very pious. I'm also carrying on. But it is khilaf-e-adab. Total. And that person doesn't benefit. Who carries on to show that I'm also a great buzurg. So our Shaykh says, which many of us, one problem, one family, the husband says that I got my Allah. And I don't need my wife also. My Allah's love is everything. So he's not showing time, not giving time, no love to his wife. Our Shaykh says, when you enter the house, a pious person, be it tasbih, subhanallah, close his eyes and read it. The Hadrat says, the time of your subhanallah is tahajjud time. Now when you enter the house, what a smiling face, and what a cheering voice, make salam to your wife. And if the children are not around, go and embrace her also, kiss her, hug her. Why not? If the children, they don't understand, they'll think my parents are fighting. That what is happening now, what's happening with them. So when the children are not around, and for adab and respect also, and put a sweet in her mouth. Give her a rose or something. So that is the adab of her, and Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat says, all the love that you make to your wife, Allah writes that in his account, that you made love to Allah. It goes in the account of Allah. That Allah says, you made love to your wife, that is, you made love to me. So don't think only the love of Allah, and now you be it Sufi, now you got nothing to do with your wife and with your children or anything, that no, I sleep away straight after Isha because I have to get up for Fajr. No, you also fulfill the rights of your wife also. Consider her also. So these are all very important aspects. So anyway, so Hadrat said, when you go to your Shaykh, then give your attention to your Shaykh. So the greatest share, if we learn from the Khanqa, then our stay of Medina and Makkah can also be correct. So your greatest share in Medina Sharif is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you are there, now just sit in the khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what a first thing a person should do, he say Jazakallah. And whatever we have got, we should have achieved, we should have got nothing if it wasn't for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah we shouldn't have got. Without Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what sacrifices. And think of those sacrifices. How the people of Makkah made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam leave his hometown. Forced him out. Did not allow him to live in peace in Makkah Sharif. He had to leave Makkah Sharif. And he had to come to Medina Sharif. At the beginning, the geographical conditions and the environment, the life of Medina didn't fit with the Sahaba. It was a different, Makkah Sharif has got different temperature and
weather.
And Medina Sharif's weather, they became ill, etc. But all this they tolerated. They left their things in Makkah Sharif. They came to Medina only with their Iman. And they left everything. But all this that we got today, Iman. Otherwise, where should we have Iman? We should have been idol worshippers, waliyazu billah. What should be our condition? Worshipping the cow, worshipping idols, drinking the urine of the cow. This is all the sadqa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so we can't even say one Jazakallah, and we wouldn't know how to say Jazakallah. Allah has been so kind. He said, send durood. In your durood, I will say the Jazakallah on your behalf. And I will write it in your account that you gave the Jazakallah. Like for example, a child, the father tells him, yes, some people have come for collection, you also give. The child says, daddy, you give it. So the daddy gives 500 rand and he says, it is from my child. The child didn't give it, the father gave it, but it is from my child. So durood sharif we are reading, Allah says, you don't even know how to read durood. You haven't got the respect, you've got no idea who your Nabi is. I will do it on your, but I'll put it in your heart that you did it. So to say durood sharif, so read durood sharif, that we are saying Jazakallah. Secondly, make dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This also outwardly, it looks like, how can we make dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who are we? Now how can you make dua for your sheikh? Who are we to make dua for the sheikh? But these are instructions openly. In the hadith, Allahumma aati Muhammadan al-wasila. The dua we are taught, to give Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the position of wasila. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ask for me from Allah for maqami mahmood. And all this is included in the words when we read our salatu salam at Rauda and Mubarak. So we have to make dua. Our sheikh taught us that he should make dua for his sheikh. Ya Allah, mere sheikh ke darje ko barha dijiye. Mere sheikh ko sartaj awliya zamana bana dijiye. So make dua for your sheikh also. This is also an important aspect that we make dua for our sheikh also. So that is also true. We make dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thirdly, Thana Goy, praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That also, that we should think that how Allah has praised Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many ayats of the Quran Sharif, the surah, whole surah, surah Muhammad Allah, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We have given you a great opening, a great victory. It wasn't only the victory of Hudaybiyah, but the victory and Allahu Akbar. Hudaybiyah also was such a condition that all the conditions were against the Muslims. When they made a peace treaty with the people of Makkah, and if you settle down for all the conditions for the peace treaty, all those conditions were so much so that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and he said, Oh Allah's Nabi, are we not on haq? Are you not the Nabi of haq? Why are we bowing down and accepting? Allah reveals the ayat, Inna fatah, we gave you a great victory. Well, so what we can't understand, and how that victory transpired when the next year they came and they entered Makkah Sharif and conquered Makkah Sharif without a drop of blood. And the history of the world, there is no conquest in the world like the conquest of Makkah Sharif. And this was the great victory. So we don't understand, Allah knows. So Allah Ta'ala, when we will spend our time correctly there, these great victories of spiritual victories, Allah will open your heart. The love of Medina, the love of Mecca. And these are the things that must be overwhelming, must be in us all the time. Today what we come from Mecca or Medina, two hajjis meet, there also we meet. Where you stay? When you came, when you go. Is that always the purpose of Makkah Sharif? And food, where you getting your food from? Are those the purpose? Whoever will say what the actual spiritual condition? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where they should ask that, how are you? More they should ask the condition of your deen. How is the condition of your deen? Today we don't ask. Today we don't speak. How many duruds do we read? How many duruds did you read? How much of your time you are spending in the haram? Yeah, how much in which shopping mall you are spending? How much you are milling around in the shopping places? All that, where you bought this? Where I must also go and buy it there. And when you go up to Makkah, don't forget, you must buy this. And you must go and have the ice cream of Medina. And you must go and have the food in that restaurant. And that, those are our conditions. Mm-hmm. So the person who will, the purpose of Khanqah is to bring this. And then the last part, or the fourth part of our Durood Sharif is that one is that we make, we say Jazakallah. We make dua. And we, the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that expression of our love. Say it with your heart, that, oh my Nabi, I love you. Love our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum, Jazahumullah Khair, had taught us that it's a seed when you plant it, your mango is not there immediately. You'll have to wait 3-4 years for your mango tree to grow. And then for the season to come, and then inshallah you'll get your mangoes. So even istighfar, just start with the word istighfar. The reality of it will come on its time. Love also. Love for your Shaykh, love for Allah, love for His Rasul. Just say it even by force on your tongue. And then eventually the reality will come. And when it, this is what it, Islam is love. And a person who is blessed with love, love of Quran Sharif, love of Deen, and all this will come when we come into the Khanqah. And for that is our Islahi Jalsa next week, or 2 weeks time, to learn this. And not just the customary thing to come to be present, but to come and to learn all these things. And alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, we learn this by our Shaykh. Otherwise, we also shouldn't have known. And our Shaykh and one person, Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri, rahmatullah, Damat Barakatuh, he said so beautifully, he said, the tasawwuf is in the world today. Last night when these two boys were completing their hifz from Palestine, I asked them that your father is in Tabligh or what. So he said, we are Sufis. This is a thing that we don't know. But the Arabs, Saudi Arabs, lot of them, they regard themselves as Sufis. In fact, in the convention, the ulama that came from Ahsa, which is a province of Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabian ulama, they had an objection in them on the Deoband ulama, that Deoband ulama don't believe in tasawwuf. But when they came, alhamdulillah, their minds got clear that these people, the tasawwuf is their main line. So that Saudi ulama, not the ordinary, the Saudi ulama, they also, and what great benefits. One other great benefit, one person who is a lecturer at Azhar, and his student for his doctorate wrote a thesis in which he made the takfir, that the ulama of Deoband are kafirs. That was the thesis which he wrote. And he passed it and gave him distinction marks. And he said, if I had known this was a convention of the ulama of Deoband, I shouldn't have come ever. But alhamdulillah, I didn't know. And now that I've come and I've now met with the ulama of Deoband, and I've seen, my whole view is changed now. I realize how great these people are. And just imagine that we are the spiritual children of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasim ul Khairat, Ulum ul Khairat. It was our faraz that we should let the people of the world know, Ha'ulai Abai Fajini Bimithli. These are our great forefathers. Show us somebody like that. We should go to the, we failed miserably. And Arabs, Arab alims of Medina Sharif came to us to ask us, who are your great ulama? They got an idea and they made this convention that you tell us who is Maulana Qasim Nanotvi. Who are the ulama of Deoband? If we can understand, just imagine Arab ulama of Medina Sharif and senior and great ulama. They are so impressed by our ulama and we don't even know our ulama. We don't even know what Darul Uloom Deoband stands for. What the ulama of Deoband? Who is Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah? What was his status? And he passed away at a very young age. But his work, Allahu Akbar. How his work Allah perpetuated in the world. These are the qualities. Not that you have a long life, etc. Or not that you have lot of means, but inside qualities. And they are coming to learn from us all these things here. So, this, and all this, which was made clear also in the convention, ulama of Deoband, their main salient feature was tasawwuf. Islah nafs. That, and don't mustn't get the wrong impression of tasawwuf of karamats, etc., miracles, or tasawwuf hero worship of the sheikh, and just praising the sheikh all the time, not to make our islah. And all this is part and parcel of that. A person who, Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri, Ahmad Barakatuhum, said that there was a senior ustad in Phulpur, where Maulana Abdul Ghani was, where our sheikh was also. And he taught for 35 years. And senior big kitabs he taught. And he was the mu'tamad. He was the right-hand man of Maulana Abdul Ghani. But at the end he said, I didn't benefit from Maulana Abdul Ghani as Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Ghani. He says, I took him just to be an alim and a great alim, etc. I was doing his work in the madrasa. I was his right. But he is object of the soul of love of Allah. Love of deen. Love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To bring into our lives this deen, make our islah, and islah is everywhere, our namaz also, and our tahajjud also, relationship with our wife also. If the wife, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Da'amat Barakatum said, that a person, if he has deeny weaknesses in him, he's not practicing properly according to deen, but he keeps his wife in such a way that she is happy, there is no doubt he's a worthy of Allah. So how negligent aren't we in this? Looking after our wives and seeing to their needs and their feelings, etc. How we abuse them in so many ways. So anyway, so he said that this is the object. Not only that we go to a khanka, our sheikh says that if we're using it for any other customary, for barkat, to get ta'weez, to get duas, to make the sheikh a marriage counselor, a business advisor, etc., all other things, then this is khamakha. It is just useless, it is nothing. But if it is for the love of Allah, to make our islah, to change our lives, and that is what we are working on, then those people appreciate. And alhamdulillah, we can see, we know how low we are, how weak we are, how filthy and dirty. But alhamdulillah, our murids who write, so many of them, what their conditions have changed. And this gives us always that energy again to carry on. That how mashallah their lives, how they have the love of deen, etc. Young people, young girls, professionals, people at universities, what environment they are in. But alhamdulillah, when they make this their object, and they taking that what they have to take from their share, how their lives are changing. This is the purpose and the object. Then that person can appreciate. Otherwise another person can't appreciate also. He hasn't understood, he hasn't tasted it. So how can, if you didn't taste the biryani, how can you say it's tasty? That person who has tasted it and enjoyed it, he will tell the cook, mashallah. Call the cook, tell him you cook very well. But the person who hasn't got that in him, for him everything is the same. That for a person, you steal a chocolate and you eat it. You eat it guiltily. You are guilty all the time. You buy a chocolate and you eat it. You enjoy it. And your beloved gives you a chocolate. And he wraps it and sends a little note also on it. Some love words also. The world of difference in that taste. So just like that, a person who gets his islah done. Just like a person who is a diabetic, who has got high blood, cholesterol, whatever it might be. And he's suffering from that condition. In the afternoon, he's already exhausted, tired, he's feeling weak, he can't do, he's dizzy all the time, and like blackness he sees all the time, because of his sickness. But when he gets treated, and now he's healthy, he can do everything, how happy doesn't he feel? So spiritual sickness, when we get cured from it, that is the time a person will appreciate. And he'll tell his doctor, though you paid your doctor 200,000 rand, 500,000 rand, you still go and give him another small gift also. Because he cured you and he made you well. But when we don't, we stay with our spiritual diseases. Our pride is getting worse all the time. Our misery is getting worse all the time. How can we ever tell the Sheikh Jazakallah? We didn't make the intention of taking treatment. We're not doing what we have to do. We're not doing what we how to bring a change in our lives. We can't get such a person. Will never be able to tell the Sheikh, Jazakallah. Will never get to tell, oh, what a Sheikh you are. Because what did you get? You got nothing from your Sheikh. But a person who made his Islam, he will be able to tell the Sheikh, Allahu Akbar. Where I was today, what I am. And where I still have to reach, at least you gave me the vision. Where I have to go to, such a person will appreciate. So this is the object. So inshallah, Allah is again, just like the Mortimer, we had to go to the Arab ulama. They came to us. And just imagine, the Arab ulama of Makkah and Medina, what they got to do with India and Pakistan. Hindi, Chindi ulama. But they appreciating them. And they came to us and kept the Mortimer and threw it into our laps, this great honor. Just like that, this Islahi Jalsa, by the barakat of our share, Allah is blessing us. Now it's here, let us take advantage of it. Let us come and open our minds and for our Islah, to change our lives and to change, cleanse our hearts and get the true love of Allah Ta'ala. Not only the words of love and not only the expression, but that Allah puts it into our hearts, that person will get the sweetness of Iman. And a person who has tasted the sweetness of Iman, he will know there is nothing else in the world that can compare with that sweetness. So this is that Islahi Jalsa, Allah is blessing us. Come, bring other friends also as much as possible. Try and come with an open mind. Sit and listen properly and take full advantage. One gathering, one jumla, one sentence can change our lives. And our lives can be made. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We just made mashura also. So when we have our monthly majalis, like this one here, so what we decided, that brothers should try and spend 3 days here. And if you come with the families, make prior arrangements. There are flats available, some arrangements can be made. But others, stay in the Khanka for the 3 days from Juma till Yomul Ahad. And those who can't, from Juma at night, from Homestead Park. Those who can't, at least from Yomul Sab Saturday, from Asr till Sunday, to Zohar. It's a chance that just like the benefit of Medina Sharif is when you can say sit put in the Arab. And you are busy with your durood, nothing else, only durood you are reading. You will see the fruit of it. So get the habit of it, to stay here, to stay put. And when at home we know, now phone call. And if we can, leave our cell phones also, switch them off. And because all the time you're still going to be disturbed. And be just engaged with our ma'amulats, our wazaif, our zikr, our tahajjud, our du'as. You will feel the difference yourself. And the next month you will be keen yourself if we spend our time correctly. May Allah give us all. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi. وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Oh Allah, accept everyone's coming. Accept everyone's sacrifice, oh Allah. Accept our programs, oh Allah. Accept our talking and our listening, oh Allah. Accept our sitting and meeting with one another, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make all this the means of our hidayah. Make it the means to gain your love and your recognition and ma'rifat, oh Allah. Make it the means to gain the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. To understand somewhat at least who our great, great Nabi is. Oh Allah, let us understand the value of Madinatul Munawwara. Let us understand the value of Makkatul Mukarrama. The Haramain Sharifain. What great blessings you have given us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have chosen the Muslims. What the greatest gifts, oh Allah. Let us not discard them and look askance at the filth and dirt of the non-believers. At the lowly things of this dunya, oh Allah, let us look at Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Oh Allah, attach our hearts to Makkah and Medina. Oh Allah, the qualities of the people of Medina, the qualities of Makkah, oh Allah, tawheed and ikhlas, oh Allah, lillahiyat, and oh Allah, hospitality, and oh Allah, loyalty. Bless us with these great qualities. We are far, far, far from them. You are great. You are absolute, O Allah. It is nothing difficult to change our hearts, O Allah. Change our hearts, O Allah. Turn up the direction of our hearts towards you, towards Akhirah, towards our deen, O Allah. Give us dunya according to necessity. Let us not become the slaves of dunya, but let dunya slave for us, O Allah. Let us work for you, and you put dunya and you throw it at our feet, O Allah. O Allah, accept us for your deen, O Allah. Accept us for your pleasure, O Allah. Let Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam be happy with us. Let Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam be happy with the whole ummah, O Allah. What a beautiful ummah you have blessed us with, and we that you made us part of this ummah, what a great blessing you have blessed us with, O Allah. Grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah. Accept from us and be pleased with us, O Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.